Test 82, Section 1, Question 20. So with this one, we want to know how V responds to P. So it says, scientists who study the remains of ancient historical figures to learn about their health history need to first ask themselves if their investigation is scientific inquiry or motivated by mere curiosity. So if you're looking at health history, you need to say, is this scientific inquiry or is it just curiosity? And then Varela says, then it keeps going and says, an investigation into a private matter such as health is justified only if it is done for the advancement of scientific knowledge. So it's saying, you know, you should only do it if it's done for an advancement of scientific knowledge. So it's kind of a weird, doesn't seem super well connected. I mean, it's saying, you know, like, it should be motivated by, or should be done for the advancement of scientific knowledge. So I don't know that that's necessarily different than curiosity. I don't know. So, Varela, you forget that curiosity is the root of scientific inquiry. Okay, that's interesting, because that's, that basically is saying curiosity is the root of scientific inquiry. So if it's scientific inquiry, there is curiosity involved. Many great scientific discoveries were motivated by curiosity alone. So scientific discoveries are motivated by curiosity alone. It's kind of saying that's what a lot of awesome stuff just comes from curiosity. So A, contending that Pulford's argument rests on an untenable distinction. It doesn't really say that it rests on an untenable distinction. Well, maybe, I don't know, I guess it could be that inquiry and curiosity. I don't love it. It's super low, maybe. Disputing the validity of a principle that Pulford explicitly states. Pulford does explicitly state something. Does it dispute the validity of the principle? I don't know. Doesn't say it's not worth it. I don't know. Low, super low maybe on that. So A and B I don't love. I'd hold on to. Offering a counterexample to a generalization in the conclusion. It's not really a generalization in Pulford's conclusion, because the conclusion is they first need to ask themselves this. And so it's not really disputing the generalization, saying you know, don't need to ask yourself that. I don't think so. It's not really a counterexample. Attempting to draw a distinction between two views that Pulford treats as a single view. It's actually kind of saying that two things are the same, the scientific inquiry and the curiosity. Maintaining that Pulford's argument is based on inconsistent premises. Okay, so I don't love any of these. This is one I would mark one of A or B and put a star by it and come back to it. Now, in looking at this, I'd come back and I would say, okay, so is it contending that it rests on an untenable assumption, or is it the validity of the principle explicitly states? Scientists who study this need to first ask themselves if their investigation is a legitimate scientific inquiry or is motivated by mere curiosity. Okay. An investigation into a private matter, such as health, is justified only if it's done for the advancement of scientific knowledge. I'm going to go with A in this case. You forget that curiosity. Because Pulford, Varela doesn't really dispute Pulford's the statement that private matter is justified only if it's done for the advancement of scientific knowledge. It's just saying, look, scientific knowledge could be curiosity that's at the root of scientific inquiry, but it doesn't really dispute the validity of the principle about whether something is justified. It does say, it doesn't really say whether things are justified or not. So it's more kind of a targeting that first sentence. And so before I go with A, I don't love this one though. And like I said, I would have skipped this one and come back to it.